1. Why does the man choose Focus Airways?
I always fly Focus Airways if I'm going to Europe or Asia. They offer a premium service at a reasonable price. They're not the cheapest. I don't like the no-frills airlines, but they're rarely late. This is so important when you're in business. You can only take hand luggage weighing 10 kilograms, which is fine for business trips. You can take more, up to 23 kilograms, but it's very expensive to do that.
2. What is the customer complaining about?
I'm not happy about my flight. It's the worst I've ever had. The seats were a bit small, but the real problem was that I was ill after eating the lunch, and I wasn't the only one. After I got off the plane, I felt awful while I was waiting to get my luggage. Thank goodness you didn't lose that. I was sick for a week and had to take time off work.
3. What does the man want to do?
Hello, I'm calling about my new phone. It isn't working.
What's your name, please?
Alan Jones.
It says here your bill hasn't been paid this month. That's why it isn't working.
I always pay bills immediately. I changed to your company 2 months ago. Are you sure you've got my payment details correct?
Oh, the manager's made a note here. Ah, he didn't complete the payment form properly. I'm really sorry.
Can I pay now with my credit card?
Of course.
4. What has the woman forgotten to order?
Hello, I'm calling from Grange Co. I ordered some business cards last week and photo frames, but I've only received the cards. When can I expect the rest of the order?
The last order from your company was for 2,000 business cards. There's nothing about photo frames.
Oh dear. Can I order them now?
Of course. By the way, are you happy with the phones you bought from us last month?
5. What do the man and woman agree on?
We must talk about Jacques. I don't think he can write the report. We should give it to someone else.
I disagree. He needs experience writing reports. But I was thinking about asking someone else to help him.
We don't need to do that. If we give him more training, he'll be able to write the reports we need.
OK. That sounds good. I'll organise it.
6. What samples do the man and the woman decide to send to customers?
Now that we've developed the water-resistant material, we need a sample product to send to customers.
A T-shirt would be good. Imagine one that never gets wet or dirty.
I'm not sure. I prefer a shopping bag. It's eco-friendly, keeps everything dry, and folds up really small.
Very practical. But what about car seat covers?
Too expensive to make.
I guess your idea's the cheapest, so let's go with that.
7. Why is the woman worried about the meeting?
I'm worried about tomorrow's meeting.
Why? They'll love our new product range.
I don't doubt our products. I just find it difficult to convince buyers to take them. Last time, the chief buyer said the quality wasn't as good as our competitors. He was quite rude, actually.
Didn't you hear? He's just left the company. There's a new buyer. I hear he's very nice.
Oh, even worse. I know nothing about him.
You'll be fine. Don't worry.
8. How is the man planning to thank a supplier?
I'm so pleased with how the supplier met our requirements on time that I'm putting an ad in the trade journal to thank them.
Really? Wouldn't a simple email do? It'd be much cheaper.
Yes, but they saved us lots of money and the contract. I want people to know how good they are.
I assume you've already phoned to thank them?
Actually, I haven't. They'll see the ad in tomorrow's newspaper.